Fasten your seatbelts and turn up your radio. We're going on a road trip.
It's a brand new day, and I'm tired of being certain. I'm throwing back the curtains for some sun on my face. And now she's smiling. She's making up a song. Gonna sing it all day long, and it's a happy place.
When Governor Tony Evers issued the state's first Safer at Home order in March 2020, musicians, event organizers, and festival goers alike held their breath, hoping for the best. But what seemed like a short-term problem soon stretched into the summer months. Event after event was canceled or postponed. Now, after more than a year devoid of fairs, live music, and festivals, many of our favorite events are back for 2021. And the recovery of the event ecosystem is happening faster than anyone expected. After a year and a half spent at home, many people are more than ready to attend the big group pastimes they've been missing and making up for lost time. Welcome to Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. Today, we take a tour around Wisconsin to showcase the most interesting and highly anticipated festivals of the summer season. They're events that were all but absent over the past year as health measures prohibited many group activities. Joining us today is Wisconsin Department of Tourism Acting Secretary Ann Sayers. Ann, welcome to Route 51.
Thanks for having me. This is going to be a lot of fun.
I've been looking forward to it all week. So which fairs or festivals are you most excited about this summer? We'd love to hear your suggestions, too. Join the conversation by calling us at 800-780-9742 or by emailing us at route51@wpr.org. So, Ann, this is your first time on Route 51 with me. So we've been excited to have you and looking forward to this. I know that you were named acting secretary in December, right?
That's correct.
But you were deputy secretary before that. So, I mean, this is not your first rodeo, so to speak, when it comes to an event season. So how much excitement, though, are you feeling about the summer festival season, given the restrictions that we faced last year?
Well, it's so funny. Of course, I'm excited as a tourism professional. This is such good news for our local communities that are about to welcome all of these visitors back in who are going to be hungry and thirsty and need places to stay and are so excited to get that entertainment and that taste of the local traditions. But I'm also just really excited as a Wisconsinite who has been a little cooped up, and I'm ready to get back out there.
So many of us feel that way. How do you feel about consumer confidence right now? Do you feel like it's really back? What are you hearing from event planners about attendance at these events?
It seems to be going very well. A lot of this is anecdotal still, as ticket sales are just starting and things getting up off the ground. But it feels like the sense that people have been anxiously but also patiently waiting for this and are raising their hand to get in the game. We know that in general for tourism, 87% of Americans are now saying that they plan to travel in the next 6 months. So that's just another indication that that folks aren't going to sit out the summer. They're looking to find things to do and fully intend to follow through on those plans.
Certainly, even the local events here seem to be well attended. We have a weekly concert on the square event in downtown Wausau, and those attendance levels are almost what they were before the pandemic. So it's really interesting to see that people are so eager to get back and hear the music and involve themselves in all of those events. County fairs, of course, are just a big tradition in Wisconsin that goes back to the early 19th century. It's so representative of rural life in America. And of course, in Wisconsin, too, with land that's so rich in agriculture, it's easy to see why fairs endure here. And last year, it seemed so unthinkable not to have that usual fair experience in most circumstances. Are fairs pretty much coming back across the board?
We are seeing that, and you're absolutely right. It was so disappointing for the fairgoers, but I mean, just think about the kids and the families who do so much preparation for those events too. Just so disappointing to see them go, but here we go. They are back on celebrating Wisconsin's strong agricultural heritage, and I think they're going to be very well attended this year.
And of course, we have the Wisconsin State Fair. That's the biggie, you know, happening from August 5th through the 15th, in West Allis. That is such a unique experience. Lots of free entertainment stages and just so much going on. But you have some other picks as well.
We do. That's going on right now, July 7th through the 11th, is in Chippewa Falls, is the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. So this is an annual fair, livestock, crafts, homemaking, and educational exhibits and outstanding 4-H displays. More than a mile of Midway thrills, great food stands, great free grandstand entertainment. There's a talent show. So you might want to check out the pig, duck, and goat races. And this year on the main stage, the performers are Grand Funk Railroad. And if you need more cowbell, Blue Oyster Cult.
Everybody needs more cowbell, right, Anne? That sounds like a lot of fun. Chippewa Falls is a fun place to go. I was delighted to see their spring festival came back this year as well. That is one of those just fun road trips to go and spend a couple of hours in the afternoon or spend an evening. Marshfield's fair is also back this year.
It is. That's August 24th through the 29th up in Marshfield. It's been going on for more than a century, this fair. It includes 4-H and open class exhibits, free grandstand entertainment, free gate admission, new Midway carnival rides, a tractor pull, of course, demolition derby, commercial exhibits, special programs, food and beer gardens. And I didn't know this. Fun fact, it has the world's largest round barn. It's located on the fairgrounds and it is actually listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
Yes, that's a very fun fair to go to. Always a good time at the Central Wisconsin State Fair. The Oneida County Fair is back on this year as well. That's happening from July 29th to August 1st. And it is just a very fun take on a Northwoods fair. They have a Friday night fish fry, perfect for of course Wisconsin, and they have a Saturday night House of Blues and brisket. They have a Native American dance exhibition under the Hex Theater Big Top tent, and a farmers market, a senior pavilion with cribbage and bingo, and a logging museum. So a lot to happen at the Oneida County Fair at the end of Rhinelander. We were talking about how important these fairs are to the community, but I think about the kids, the 4-H kids last year. They work so hard all year long to get these animals ready to go. What did they do last year? I mean, what did they still have events in some capacity? I guess I don't even know.
I guess I don't actually know either. I just know that this year they are so extra excited. And I think everyone's kind of approaching this fair and festival season with empathy, I guess is the word I want to say. Like, we understand how hard it's been for one another and for ourselves. And so there's just such a gentleness that goes along with the excitement. And I think, especially for fairs, where, as Wisconsinites know, that this is just such a big part of who we are and where we come from. So a lot of excitement here.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about that too with you. I mean, what do you hear when you must travel a lot for your job? So you must go from community to community. What do you hear from the people in the community about the meaning of these events and how important they are to the identity of each of those communities?
I mean, they are so proud of their local communities. Of course, to be Wisconsinites, but we have it's kind of it's just part of who we are. We have a celebration for almost everything in Wisconsin. It's if it's cheese curds, or it's cars, or it's airplanes, or it's, we have the festival for everything. And the folks put so much blood, sweat, and tears into actually organizing this, planning for months and months. And they're so excited to welcome visitors, show off what they have, tell the stories, the traditions, the history behind, why are we doing this today? Why are we celebrating this particular thing, and why is it important to our community? So, all of that remains, and then this year with a little extra something because we get to do it once again. I think we know what we missed out on, and that adds something more to it this year.
Do you think there's a sense that people kind of realized how much they enjoyed these things when it was taken away for a year? Now all of a sudden you went, wait a minute, there's no fair this year? What do you mean? There's no concert this year? Some of those things I think we probably take for granted as Wisconsinites.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually a trend going on in the larger tourism world right now of revenge travel. And it's this concept of taking revenge on a year of lost opportunities. So people are traveling more and more frequently in larger party sizes and essentially just saying, I am not going to leave vacation days on the table this year. I am going to get out there, discover the unexpected in Wisconsin, make some memories, and not let any opportunities slip by.
The fair experience especially is just such a quintessential Midwestern thing. I know they have them other places, but it just feels like this is about our home, from the cheese curd stands to the cows that you know that are on display, and it's a very good feeling, and I can imagine the excitement. What kind of role do those fairs play in tourism dollars for those communities, Anne?
I mean, it's very significant, and tourism in general is one of the largest industries in Wisconsin. And you just, you think of all of the restaurants and hotels and attractions and sporting events, and then of course, live events and festivals. It's a very big part of our economy, and it supports the livelihoods of our friends and neighbors. So I think we all think of it as a fun day out, but I think you can also carry with you a sense of you're actually really supporting your fellow Wisconsinites whose livelihoods depend on this kind of activity.
And summer tourism is, of course, a big deal in Wisconsin, regardless. People traveling to the North Woods, they're traveling to campsites, they're traveling to Minocqua, and all of those places that really depend on those tourism dollars. How important is the event in connection with the travel? I mean, do people tend to go to places that have events, or are they just itching to get out, period?
You are totally touching on what we call a marketable driver, and you are right on that. Fairs, events, and festivals are one of the top drivers. It's a reason people choose to leave the house and get out and to come in from out of state, or just as residents travel a little further. This is something that people are looking for, and they will go out of their way to partake in. So you're absolutely right. This is a critical component in tourism.
One of the other fairs I wanted to mention that's a favorite is the Sawyer County Fair, going on in Hayward from August 12th to August 15th. Delicious pancake breakfast. There's the Dairy Queen Dilly Bar eating contest. I mean, only in Wisconsin will we have an ice cream eating contest or a cheese curd contest. That would be even better.
I have a headache just thinking about it.
Yes, absolutely. And in Sawyer County, they also have the veggie racing. They have a llama show. They have game shows on stage and a demolition derby. So all kinds of fun things going on. Lots of family friendly events coming up this summer too. And one of the ones on your list that I wanted you to talk about a little bit before we take a break is the Lumberjack World Championships. I have never been to this. This is also in Hayward, by the way. So tell us a little bit about the Lumberjack World Championships.
I mean, nothing says Wisconsin like the Lumberjack World Championships. This is so cool. It's Hayward, July 29th through the 31st. You can get up there to see the best chopping, sawing, speed climbing, axe throwing, boom running, log rolling. This is the 61st annual of the Lumberjack World Championships. It showcases over 100 competitors from all over the globe. As they chop, climb, and roll their way, somebody's going to be crowned world champion at the end of this. It's 24 events, 3 days of competition, over $68,000 in prize money. And it's just a great Northwoods festival with vendors, food trucks, swinging axe, beer garden, live music, and more.
And of course, live music is one of the best things about county fairs. Fantastic musical performance. Chris Cruzy will be at the Central Wisconsin State Fair and the Sawyer County Fair later this summer. We'll hear a clip from him in just a moment. Wisconsin Department of Tourism Acting Secretary Ann Sayers is our guest today, previewing some of the state's most interesting and exciting festivals of the summer season. Your questions for our guest are welcome, and we'd like to hear your suggestions too. Join us by calling 800-780-9742. You can also send an email to route51@wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Somewhere right now, there's a cold beer popping on the top of a drop tailgate. And somewhere there's a boy and a girl on a dock watching the sunset fade. Trucks in the mud, boats in the water. Days get longer, nights get hotter. is what these dark day memories are made of. Summer love, summer dreams, summer sun, summer breeze. Summer sticking around, summer leaving town, trading pines for tall palm trees. This time of year, we all sing along to a summer song.
We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. The music you're hearing in the background is Carolyn Wonderland. She'll be performing this summer at Blues Fest in Wausau. We're talking today about the many fairs and festivals happening this summer, and Wisconsin Department of Tourism Acting Secretary Ann Sayers is our guest. We'd like to hear your suggestions, too. Email us at route51@wpr.org or join us by phone. The number to call is 800-780-9742. 2020 left the Wisconsin tourism industry reeling, but now as infection rates are lower and vaccination rates are climbing, things are finally returning to normal. From a tourism standpoint, are things really coming back to normal? Has it bounced back completely? Do we still have a ways to go? What do you think, Anne?
Well, it's going to feel, we keep saying, like a dial more than a switch. It's hard to just flip a switch and see a festival come back just as it was a year ago. It takes an awful lot of planning to put these things together. So it'll feel more like that. But at the same time, they are coming back. I mean, we have so many we can talk about today and many, many more we won't even be able to touch on. And attendance seems to be great. And the experience for the visitor is top notch. That Wisconsin hospitality is just kind of pouring out of us right now. So it's a dial, not a switch, but it also is starting to feel better and better every day.
Do you have a sense of how much the tourism industry lost over the past year in Wisconsin or more? I mean, I've seen some pretty astounding figures, pretty staggering when it comes to the amount of money lost.
It was, you know, it's no secret. It was a really, really difficult year for tourism. I think one of the more astounding things is actually, even in what will hopefully be our toughest year ever, it was still a $17.3 billion industry in 2020. And it still supported over 157,000 Wisconsin jobs. That's well more than the population of Green Bay. And we still welcomed 90.7 million visitors to the state. So I think that those numbers just tell you the strength and the power of this industry, that even during tough times, it's a powerhouse in our economy.
And aside from the financial impact, festivals in Wisconsin really are a celebration of our culture and heritage. I mean, small towns use these events to keep old traditions from disappearing or create new ones. How critical are these summer events to smaller communities? And not just from a financial standpoint, but from a community pride standpoint.
We hear that all the time, and that's some of the best parts of this job and really this entire industry is that, it has huge economic impact, but it's just meaningful. This is part of what makes it fun to be a Wisconsinite, why this is such a wonderful place to live and work and also visit. And it does. It means so much to these local communities. It's a way of pulling together and showing off what makes their area special. And as Wisconsinites, we love welcoming people and sharing that history with one another and the new folks too. So it's very meaningful.
Wisconsin is home to 11 federally recognized tribes. Our state's tribal nations work very hard to preserve their culture and pass those traditions on to the next generation. Powwows are a great example of public events that can give us that opportunity to really better understand the tribes and their history. And this is on my bucket list. This is not something that I have ever done. So let's talk a little bit about powwows. Is there a single type of powwow, or I mean, are they different depending on where you go?
Yeah, well, there's two predominant types of powwows. There's the traditional and the contest powwow. So a traditional powwow is going to focus mainly on social dances and honor songs of the hosting tribe. And then in a contest powwow, it'll be very similar to the traditional, but they will also add contests for the singers and dancers.
Okay, I understand. So are the powwows back pretty much across the state?
We definitely have some that we can share today that we know are public and they are back. Yeah.
So let's talk about those. But before we get into them, you shared some do's and don'ts. And I think this is really interesting. Things that we should know before we go to a powwow.
Yeah. So this is just, it's good to know, good to be prepared and make sure that you have what you need to have the best possible time. So a couple of things. Don't refuse a gift or food if it's offered to you. Accept it graciously. Do bring your cameras. Photos and videos are allowed unless, of course, they announce otherwise. But typically that is allowed. Do stand and remove headwear when asked. Many songs are in honor of a fallen warrior or in honor of a flag. So follow those protocols, of course. Do bring your pocketbook. There are plenty of vendors selling authentic Native American food, jewelry, arts and crafts. You'll definitely want to take a piece of this home with you to remember. And then don't turn down an invitation to dance. That's just good philosophy for life, right? But it applies in powwows too. Don't turn down an invitation to dance. Say yes and get out there with a smile.
Now, I've never been to one, so can you take me through the powwow experience? What would I expect? If I'm going to go to a powwow, what's the experience?
Well, I probably won't be able to do it justice, but it is an amazing thing, and you definitely need to put it on your bucket list. I think the summer is a perfect time to check that off your bucket list, but it's going to be unforgettable rumblings of the drums, this heartfelt singing of songs that are handed down from generation to generation. The apparel is so beautiful and all very thoughtfully, you know, there's stories behind every piece of that. It's a really wonderful experience.
It sounds like it. Now, there's one coming up in Hayward this month.
Yeah, this one's soon. Hayward, July 16th through the 18th. This is the Honor the Earth powwow in the Ojibwe tradition. It's a celebration. They're the centerpieces of this homecoming, music, dancing, crafts, and food. And you'll get to experience a really authentic tribal experience.
Okay. And then the Oneida powwow is coming up in August. Tell us about that.
Yeah, 28th through the 29th, Native American dancers from around the country actually will meet over the weekend to compete for prize money. So this event not only has Native American dancers and singers, but also offers Native American foods, crafts, and lacrosse exhibitions, which I think sounds really fun. And this is a great family event for all cultures of food and fun.
Do these events bring tourism dollars from out of the state, or do people who attend the powwows, are they really from Wisconsin?
No, this is a big draw for out-of-state tourism, and actually it's a big international draw as well. I mean, Wisconsin gets about 2% of its visitors from international audiences, and a lot of times they're looking for this kind of experience while they're here. So this, the powwows and really all of the offerings from our 11 federally recognized Native American tribes are really important to the visitor experience.
There are some wonderful things happening this weekend in Wisconsin, a very big weekend, a lot of stuff happening. The Greenville Lions Catfish Extravaganza, that's a lot of fun. Catfish races and all kinds of fun. They've got a catfish fry, ping pong, a ball drop, live music, fireworks, and more. And Styx, 38 Special, and Great White are playing there this weekend. So very fun. The Greenville Lions Catfish Extravaganza going on this weekend. Also want to talk about rodeos a little bit. Rodeos are a really big thing. There's one in Lincoln County, but the Heart of the North Spooner Rodeo is going on this weekend. This has been going on since the 50s. Just incredibly thrilling. Wonderful professional rodeo that comes to town once a year. And just, if you've never been to a rodeo, it is really something to see. Anne, have you ever been to a rodeo?
Not yet. It's another one on the bucket list. I have so much to do this summer.
I know. Well, finally, right? Yeah. Finally, we have a lot to do. Food trucks, of course, are a big thing. And the Blind Horse Gourmet Food Truck Festival is going on this weekend in Kohler. They have wine, food trucks, and music. Live music all weekend is free to attend. You can buy food and wine and other drinks, but you don't have to pay to get in. So that's a fun thing to go to listen to the music. And Neillsville Heritage Day days, that's going on all weekend as well. They have a Queen's coronation, karaoke, an ATV pull, a parade, a quilt show. All these things are happening this weekend in Neillsville. And then the Shawano Fest and Car Show is going on this Saturday, the historic downtown Shawano's 16th annual event. Very fun. They closed down Main Street. And they have the car show, they have craft vendors, kids activities, they've got a 5K, lots and lots of fun in downtown Shawano this weekend for the Fest and Car Show. But of course, I would be remiss if we did not talk about the Iola Car Show, because that is a biggie. So, Anne, tell me about the Iola Car Show and what makes this so special. I know this is a favorite for so many people.
You are right. It's a big deal. It's going on July 8th through 10th. With 2,500 show cars, 4,000 swap spaces, 1,600 campsites, 1,000 for sale car corral spaces, and some of the best food, really, anywhere. There is going to be something for everyone to enjoy. The event offers free parking, free admission for kids under 12, and it's affordable, and everyone will be there. So it's a pretty impressive event.
It's amazing. There are so many people at that event every year, and it's always fun, and it's always different because it's so neat to see the different cars that are there, and the people that put so much time into restoring these beautiful cars and having them on show. But of course, again, this weekend in Wausau, lots of things going on. And I wanted to say that Wausau always called this our big weekend because it has traditionally been the weekend for Chalk Fest and for the balloon and rib, the rib and balloon rally. I can never say it appropriately. And of course, last year, neither of those things happened. This year, we are having Chalk Fest in Wausau. That's happening on the 400 block, where artists from all over come and create these amazing, beautiful, but temporary works on the sidewalks of 400 block. And you should stop in Wausau one of these years for this, because I'm telling you, it is something to see. The artists are incredible. Some of these are young children who are you know, for the first time creating these works. Some are accomplished artists, and it's just really neat to see. But okay, no balloon and rib fest at the Wausau Downtown Airport. But there is a new balloon festival that's on your list, and the Taste and Glow Balloon Festival that kicked off this weekend.
Yeah, so this is the first time for this particular one. The Taste and Glow is from July 9th through the 11th, and it includes the Taste of Marathon County, which features local restaurants, food trucks, nonprofits, and more. But many things to look forward to include kids' activities, log rollers, swap meet, flea market, bands, craft shows, laser shows, and more. You'll have to tell us how it goes.
Yeah, for sure. I'll tell you that I just absolutely love seeing the balloons go off, but I live close to the airport where they usually have the balloon rally. And so I would sit outside in the morning and watch the balloonists overhead after they take off from the airport and talk to them. Hello. So this year I can't do that, but that's okay. I'm really looking forward to the Taste and Glow Balloon Festival this weekend. There's also something fantastic going on in Baraboo that you wanted to talk about as well. Now, this the Big Top Circus Celebration sure sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, and this is another one that kind of touches on what you were talking about, just our history and how it comes back to these local communities. I mean, Baraboo and the Big Top, you know, it's so connected. This weekend, Baraboo is commemorating its heritage with the Circus Celebration. It's a weekend full of circus-themed fun. It features a Big Top show, a Circus World, trolley tours of historic sites, live entertainment, a car show, and a parade of artistically enhanced elephants. It will present its Big Top show at 11 and 2:30 this Saturday, so tomorrow. And meanwhile, across town at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville, the Baraboo Sock campus, the entertainment stage will welcome aerialists, a magician, clowns, and bands. That's from 10 to 5. Trolley tours will offer a nod to the community's roots as Baraboo Tours leads passengers on visits to several prominent circus sites every hour. And then Circus Celebration Weekend will mark the community-wide appearance of 15 fiberglass exhibits painted, detailed, and otherwise embellished by local artists.
That sounds like a whole lot of fun. And I have to wonder, you must do a lot of work to try to get tourists from outside of Wisconsin to come to these events, especially Baraboo. I mean, it's on the western part of the state, close to the Minnesota border. So how do you work with other states or work to get people to come here who maybe don't know about all of these incredible events that are going on?
Well, you know, it all looks like fun and games, and it is, but there is some science to all of this. So we've done our research. We actually have what we call a proprietary propensity to visit model. We went out and did our research to figure out, you know, who's likely to want to come to Wisconsin, what kind of activities are they looking for, who travels and what, you know, what size parties, how much do they traditionally spend. All of these factors are considered before we put our big push behind our marketing campaign. So this year we're actually in 12 markets. That's double the number of markets that we've ever been in. And we're in 3 in Iowa, 3 in Minnesota, 2 in Illinois. So as the Department of Tourism, we're out there telling the story of Wisconsin, hopefully hitting a lot of new eyeballs who maybe don't know much about Wisconsin, just getting them excited, showing them there's a lot to discover, probably a lot they don't already know about the state. And then when they start, you know, they visit travelwisconsin.com, then they start to build out their itineraries, they're seeing more about these fairs and festivals. And then that leads to, well, where am I going to eat that night? And where am I going to stay? And how will I, you know, take in some outdoor recreation, arts and culture. And that's how we do it.
And do you, when you talk to people from out of state, do you use what you learn to help local communities decide what kind of events are going to work out? Or do you really leave that up to the communities themselves?
What a good question. It is completely up to the communities. So often these are just sort of born of some kind of tradition or quirky circumstance along the way. I think we'll talk about the Sputnik Festival in a little bit, like for example. So they decide, and then we just kind of help get the word out and build enthusiasm and excitement and show that a weekend, a week, time in Wisconsin, everyone in your travel party is going to go home with a story to tell. And that's, you know, that's what travel is all about.
Tell me about the Sputnik Festival. I must know more about the Sputnik Festival. This sounds like something that is right up my alley.
Yeah. Okay. So September 5th, 1962, a piece of the Russian Sputnik 4 landed in the middle of the street on North 8th and Park in Manitowoc. Okay. So the Sputnik Festival is a way of bringing the community together to celebrate this very momentous event. Festivities include a wacky costume contest, the Miss Space Debris pageant. There's entertainment, there's trivia, there's food, refreshments, music, and kids' activities. And their motto is, and I love it, Sputnik landed here, why don't you?
Oh, no, that sounds like a perfect excuse to take a road trip to me. You're listening to Wisconsin Department of Tourism Acting Secretary Ann Sayers. She is our guest today on Route 51 as we explore the many festivals and events happening throughout the state this summer after a year of pandemic restrictions. Your questions for our guests are welcome, and we'd like to hear your suggestions too. Join us by calling 800-780-9742. You can also send an email to Route 51. at WPR.org. I'm Shereen Seewert. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio with a clip from the Accidentals, who will perform next month at the Mile of Music in Appleton.
Ivy climbs the walls and nestles in the brick. Sparrow builds a nest above the front door. The newest heartache's on the radio again.
We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seewert. You're hearing the music of John Party, who will perform this year at Country Jam USA in Eau Claire, one of the many festivals this summer that are back after a year's hiatus.
Her hands wrapped up in mine, tears rolling out of her eyes. No messing with a made-up mind, sun setting on goodbye.
Wisconsin Department of Tourism Acting Secretary Ann Sayers is our guest today for a discussion on the many fairs and festivals happening in our region and throughout the state this summer. We'd love to hear your suggestions too. Email us at route51@WPR.org or join us by phone. The number to call is 800-780-9742. Now that festivals are back, are they looking the same as they always did, or are organizers making some changes given the pandemic and its impacts over the past year and a half?
Yeah, it's really case by case. It depends for everybody how they've been able. I mean, you know, for a large music festival, for example, you have to get the musicians here. A lot of them haven't even been practicing while they've been in quarantine. So it's been a little extra work. It's been a hurdle. But I think behind it all is this drive to get back to something like normal or maybe even something better. So they are pushing really hard, and it'll definitely be a memorable, great experience, whether it's exactly as it was in 2019 or not. You know, it kind of is case by case.
Are you seeing limits on attendance anywhere, or is with outdoor festivals, is that not so much of a concern with organizers?
I have not seen that, but it is worth it probably if that's something that you want to look into, just to call ahead and see what, you know, how the organizer is putting together that event.
Well, let's talk a little bit about music festivals, because there are some fantastic ones. Of course, Hodeg is going on right now in Rhinelander, and I know that that place is booming and having a great time, the folks that are there. Country Jam USA is coming up very soon.
Country Jam is so much fun. I'm just going to start with a pro tip, like bring your sunscreen and have a blast. I may have gotten a little sunstroke last time I was there, but it was great. It was worth it. It's a 3-day annual country music festival. It's held in Eau Claire. The 2021 lineup is amazing. Luke Combs, Chris Young, Locash, Chris Jansen, Craig Morgan, many, many more. And there's a lot of other on-site activities, including these giant yard games, side stage entertainment, amazing food court. So you'll have plenty to do between the main stage events too. And did I say July 15th to the 17th in Eau Claire?
Yes. What do you think it is about music festivals that just draws people from all over? I mean, what is the lure of a music festival?
Oh, I feel like I need to be a poet to answer that. I don't know. I mean, how do you put it into words? It's just something about everyone just authentically being themselves, just letting all their worries drop away. No one brings a to-do list to a music festival. You just settle in and kind of go with the flow. And it's just so relaxing. It's so good to see everybody else kind of on that same vibe.
I love that. Nobody brings a to-do list. That's
not even that's me.
That's pretty good, Anne. I know that your favorite is the Mile of Music Festival, and it is back this year. Let's talk about Mile of Music in Appleton.
I know. I was telling Shireen before the show, I don't even want to talk about it because I don't want everyone to go. But I do. Of course I do. I want everyone to go. It is so fun. I just can't say enough about this festival. It's a full walkable mile through downtown Appleton. It's 4 days. It's August 5th through the 8th. It's completely free. So you wouldn't believe all the venues. There were more than 70 venues back in 2019. So it's coffee shops and bars. It's parks and restaurants, museums and other public spaces. But it's even like furniture stores and like anywhere you can, I don't know, hold a guitar. They're having live music. It's open to everyone. And there's just so much variety to it. In 2019 is over 900 live music sets performed. Oh, even on the bus. You'll get on the bus and they're playing music everywhere you go.
I'm glad you brought that up, that it isn't just bars and coffee shops that have the music, because that's one of the things a friend of mine was saying, how many places could there possibly be in downtown Appleton? And I said, oh, you're right. Furniture stores. I mean, clothing stores, wherever they can hold people.
Inside the bus stops.
Yes. Yes. So it's really amazing. And it makes me wonder what kind of impact the loss of this had last year on those businesses.
Yeah, Appleton is well, what's really special about Mile Music is how supported it is by its local community. It really is of the community. It's supported by more than 100 organizations. And this is a city that really is about the performing arts. It's about meetings and conventions. It's about local shopping. And it is very much about this particular festival. So it was a hard year. And it's just so good to see. It's organized by Dave Willems. He's a local marketing genius, along with Appleton, Nashville-based national recording artist, Grammy nominee Corey Chisel. So they teamed up. They made this happen, along with all the support from the community. And it's just, I know all of Appleton just can't wait to get back to this.
So when you go to Mile of Music, do you have to have a ticket to go to everything, or how does it work with so many venues?
I don't think so. I mean, there's some that you might need to, mm-hmm. but just
what you I, can walk I'm around without sick. A ticket. Right?
I just walk around. Yeah, just take right. it all in. And what's fun, it's kind of like, you know, if you ever think about walking through New Orleans, where there's just music pouring out mm-hmm. of every door you walk past, it's also different. And that's the thing about Appleton. You're just going to hear every genre, people from all over the country just singing their hearts out. It's pretty cool.
It sounds like so much fun. And I know that many of the artists that they had booked for last year are actually the artists that are performing this year. They were able to hold those over. So, I mean, that's great. Rockfest, also another big festival coming up. And that is also this month, happening in July 15th to 17th in Kadat. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Okay, Rockfest is no joke. This is an incredible thing that Wisconsin is able to offer the entire Midwest and the country. It is Kadat, literally the city built on rock and roll. It is this is 27th year. It's the top venue for people of all ages to come together for one common purpose, which is, you know, to rock. So over these past few years, they've welcomed Aerosmith, Iron Maiden, Kiss, Motley Crue, Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty, Kid Rock, Shinedown, Five Finger Death Punch, Rob Zombie, Korn. The list goes on and on. They've all been on this main stage over the last 2.5 decades. There are 320 acres of picturesque landscape here in central Wisconsin, nearly 7,000 nearby campsites, all within easy walking distance to the concert grounds. There's also nearby airports and hotels, daily shuttle service. I mean, it is a big, big deal, and completely worth the trip.
Yeah, when I hear the names that you mentioned of the stars that have been there over the years, so people that, you know, Tom Petty, obviously, who we lost over the last couple of years. I mean, these people mm-hmm. who are right here in rural Wisconsin performing for us, just absolutely magical. And I know that that this is one of the most highly anticipated festivals of the summer. The Big Bull Falls Blues Fest, that's something that we don't miss every year. It's just amazing. I know Big Bull Falls Blues Fest in Wausau happening in August is back this year as well.
That's right, out on Fern Island. Such a unique venue. Longest running Blues Fest in Wisconsin. Eric Gales, Mike Zito, and more are going to be on the stage this year. That's August 20th to the 21st.
And lots of fun, and just always, always top-notch entertainment. They bring in blues artists from all over the country, some from even overseas that have come to perform here, and just an amazing, amazing festival for this area. And of course, Summerfest. Summerfest is going on this year finally. So, and that's happening. Usually it's in June. This year it's in September, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I was just thinking of Summerfest when you said Tom Petty. That's the first place where I got to see him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just incredible. I know they have over 800 bands and 900,000 fans over 3 weekends on 11 different stages. And that's just always a great time. But glad to see that Summerfest is back for this year.
One of those that indicates just how excited people are. The number of tickets that sold in 5 minutes when they made some of these announcements, people are just clamoring to get back out there to Summerfest.
Yes, for sure. There's also some great art festivals that happen throughout Wisconsin. And one is right here in Wausau, the Wausau's Artrageous Weekend. It's always the weekend after Labor Day in Wausau, and celebrates 4 events held throughout the city. There's Art in the Park, Festival of Art, Center for the Visual Arts, and Birds in Art. So the downtown Wausau has more of the juried art on display for sale, and the stuff at Marathon Park is more of the there's a lot of craftier stuff. There's just, and there's really something for everyone. Just amazing artwork that's for sale. And it's so great to support the artists themselves. But one that you wanted to talk about is happening in Arcadia, the Ashley for the Arts.
Yeah, that's August 12th through the 14th. And Ashley for the Arts is a nonprofit initiative, and it provides the entire family with world-class entertainment and art. It's just $10, and the event features entertainment, 5K run and walk, car shows, youth activities, circus acts, school performances, fireworks. And it's one of the largest charity events. It raises more than $590,000 in 2019 for more than 60 nonprofit organizations, including 28 local schools. So that's one of those events where you're having a lot of fun and you're doing a good thing at the same time.
Oh, for sure. And I know last year, outdoor recreation activities like hiking and fishing really thrived. Now, some of these festivals do incorporate camping, for example, like the Rockfest has camping, Hodag Festival has camping. But, you know, last year, people were really seeking those safer outdoor activities. I'm curious of your thoughts. Do you think those kinds of things will remain a big draw for tourists this year? Just the outdoor enjoyment of hiking and checking out the parks. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, it's always been a top driver in Wisconsin for visitation. We have just such incredible, you know, two Great Lakes. Who has that? You know, nearly 50% of the state covered in forest and our more than 15,000 inland lakes. There's just so much to do. So it's always been a top driver. 2020, it was the number one driver of visitation. And we're seeing those trends continue. So whether it's from, you know, the number of campsites that are booked or just the number of visitors coming into these natural areas, or it's actually in the sale of, you know, bikes and snowshoes this past winter. We're definitely seeing that people intend to take this new hobby they discovered in 2020 and keep going with it this year. And it's such an easy thing to build into an itinerary. So if you're going to take in an arts festival, why not stop for a hike on the way home and a root beer float and a few other things and really make a day of it?
Absolutely. We had a show a few weeks ago about the wineries in the state too. And those are really picking up again too, also part of the, you know, the tourism scene. So
right.
Tell us a little bit about the Travel Wisconsin, the website. There are some great resources there to find events that are going on throughout the state.
I mean, I'm not just saying this because I'm the acting secretary, but travelwisconsin.com is the place to start for any kind of trip planning, whether it's just a day event or just a, you know, or a full weekend. You got to go there and get some inspiration. You might kind of have a nugget of an idea of what you want to take in, but then you're going to kind of go down that rabbit hole and just see how many other ideas come together. You'll see some crowdsourced content from, you know, photos other people took along the way that might give you some more ideas. So definitely check that out, travelwisconsin.com.
And it's interesting because there's so much there that you can look at any weekend and find literally a dozen things that are going on that you could choose from and say, hey, I'll take a quick road trip. Like maybe you're into archery and there's the Bow Fest in July in Superior with all things archery related and live music with Travis Tritt. I mean, just so much going on that really there's something for everyone, I think, Anne.
There just is.
Absolutely.
Whatever it is, and maybe even more, you're going to find it. And I love that about Wisconsin. I think it really speaks to our spirited nature, how we're just up for anything. So we'll find a reason to celebrate anything, a reason to gather community. And it means so much now in the summer of 2021.
I mean, you work with this all day long. You know, this is your job to make sure that, you know, there's plenty for people to do and that we're attracting tourism to the state. So I don't know, what would you say is that some of the greatest strengths Wisconsin has for tourism moving forward?
Yeah, well, I think we've touched on a lot of it. Certainly outdoor recreation, certainly our agricultural heritage and how that craft culture has evolved over time and what that, you know, the whole farm to table movement going on in our craft, beer and wine and cocktails, music, certainly. And also just the maker tradition of, we talked a lot about the crafts and the way that we express ourselves creatively, and then we invite others into to be a part of that story. And then our urban landscapes, there's just, man, we're very cool. I'm proud to be a Wisconsinite.
Thank you so much. That's all we have time for today on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. Once again, a big thanks to our guest, Wisconsin Department of Tourism Acting Secretary Ann Sayers. Our producer is Joy Ratch-Kramer. Our executive producer is Rick Ryer. Rick is also our on-air producer today. Special music today from Styx, Chris Cruzy, Carolyn Wonderland, The Accidentals, John Party, and REO Speedwagon, who will perform at Summerfest this September. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. You can hear the archive of today's program at WPR.org/Route 51. Next week, tune in for a discussion on the magic and lure of fly fishing. Until then, we're heading out of town.